welcome back. My name is Lynn Wilson, and welcome back for Hope for Today. So if you have been with us for this season, since January, we have been talking about rebuilding our homes, building our homes. A wise woman builds her home, and then we talked about wise people build their home. And it's not just the home. We've talked about how to build our homes with the 2x4, the one we live in, having the gift of hospitality and, you know, storing things up the way that the Lord talks about, storing provisions that we might need for the future. We talked about all that, but we also talked about building the home that we live in, our countenance, our smile on our face, the way we greet people. And we've talked about the walk that we should have with the Lord, how to be faithful, how to grow in the Lord. And we then brought that forward to where we've been studying some of the choruses and hymns that have meant a lot to me growing up, and how during crisis moments or happy moments, that these choruses and hymns, I've mentioned a couple of them, they have just like touched my soul. And I'll find myself in a moment. I know when my dad passed, there were certain songs that came to mind and I just started humming that tune. Or if I have a really great moment and I'm so excited about what the Lord's done, I have a chorus that might come to mind. A Sunday school chorus that I've studied and learned when I was a little one. And I talked about how the hymns have just gripped my heart. I grew up with the hymns and I love the hymns and they have a place in my heart, very special. And I want to take a moment and introduce my friend, David Harris. David Harris works in our partner care department, works alongside of me, my coworker. David sings at many of our events. So David has touched my heart because of his passion for the Lord and his passion for music. I have a question for you though. Like, I grew up with hymns and Sunday school choruses, and it was like old fashioned, you know, very conservative. Then I kind of branched out a little bit in my teen years and my early 20s on what would be called Christian rock and roll. You know, I know that's taboo yes. to many. And then I've now reached out into praise and worship. But there's another form of, I would say, worship music that a lot of people don't know. It's called gospel music.
Yes.
Can that minister to my heart? Is it a way of worshiping? What can you tell me about gospel music?
Wow, so gospel music, I grew up with gospel music, I grew up with hymns, but gospel music has a different texture
To
music. When you think of gospel music, let me give you just a couple of words, things that I wrote, that I actually wrote down. Gospel music is a style of Christian music that has both inspired and drawn from popular music traditions. By definition, gospel music can derive from any number of ethnic styles and religious tradition. So when you talk about gospel music, you are really getting into the African American style of worship music. If you look back at the history of gospel music, you're really going into, really back into the slavery times.
Okay.
When they would start singing songs, they would sing a song to give someone information about where to go to the next place to hide. So the gospel songs they were not gospel song then, they were actually messages.
Okay.
So they would sing
wow.
where to go.
Okay.
Like there was a song, I was trying to think of it while you were actually talking, but I'm going to probably come up with it hopefully
okay.
before.
That's fine. Jump
but
in.
Yeah, but gospel music has a texture. It's really heavy, it's very thick, but you have to listen to not just the music, because gospel music has a lot of heavy music to it.
Mm-hmm.
It has drums, it has cymbals, it has a bass guitar, it has a gig, it has a guitar, it has a Hammond organ.
Okay.
It has a piano, and then it has several singers. It just doesn't have two or four singers. Sometimes it is a choir bass.
Now see, that's how I picture gospel, a choir in robes
yes.
and swaying to the music.
Robes and swinging in the music.
Yeah.
And yes, and it can be very overwhelming for those who haven't really listened to it
mm-hmm.
because it can tend to be louder.
Okay.
It tends to go further on the loud side.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very strong. It still has the same basis as Christian
mm-hmm.
music. Coming to America's Keswick, I did not sing that much Christian music until I came here.
Okay.
And hymns. So thank you all for just bearing with me, learning all of the hymns. Bill Welty taught me so many hymns coming here. Yeah. But the Christian music I'm listening to, that I realized that a lot of gospel music came from the Christian era.
Okay.
From the Christian genre, I should say. Mm-hmm. So they have actually learned the music and just put a gospel flair to it.
So I went, my coming from not being African American, I would say it has a lot of flavor to it.
Yes,
a lot of flavor. That would be my way of, so gospel music, does it worship the Lord?
Absolutely. I will say any music that does not give honor and glory to God, mm-hmm. really, we should be careful. Mm-hmm. And I say that from Christian gospel, any type of genre, we have to be careful, because even some gospel music and some Christian music, it gets into our feelings. It becomes more talking about our feelings, and gospel music has mm-hmm. went there. And but I noticed the older gospel music still talks about mm-hmm. who God is and our love and our devotion to Him for being our God and for saving us and for sending His Son. That's what the gospel music mm-hmm. is really based on. It has that foundation. And you will find that in a lot of the Christian music mm-hmm. because the Christian umbrella really opens up to the Christian side of the music, and then it goes to the gospel side.
Gotcha.
And then there's also, I believe it's the country gospel mm-hmm. that actually gets involved.
Now, Southern gospel, is that classified as gospel, or is that another?
That is Christian. That's okay. Still listed under Christian. So the big umbrella, mm-hmm. now you have all of the Southern gospel, the gospel music, because if you notice, Southern gospel, then gospel. The Southern gospel were from the Southern states.
Okay.
And then the gospel you're talking about, you could talk about Chicago, New York, the California type style
okay.
of music. So
okay.
yeah, it's it has that flair. It has that sound. They use a lot of Hammond organs with gospel
okay.
music, which has, it's very heavy bass. Mm-hmm. And it has a vibrato
okay.
on the Hammond organ that actually moves, and it's
okay.
really, it's really awesome. It's fun.
Now, you know, when you're talking, it reminding me of something. When now many of you are part of our Keswick family, America's Keswick, and I know there are many of you that watch this podcast because you've come upon it, but you don't know the fullness of America's Keswick and all what we do here. One of the things we have in February, March is we have two conferences for a Hispanic conference. And when I started at Keswick, everything was in Spanish. The music
wow.
was in Spanish, the preaching, the teaching. And my oldest son, who is now a pastor, was a little guy. And I used to make him go to the kids program, even though it was in Spanish. You know, you can, hand gestures, you can get it. But
right.
I wanted him to rub shoulders. But I would bring him over to the adult meetings where we would do praise and worship, hymns, whatever they sang was in Spanish. But they would sing How Great Thou Art. I have goosebumps in Spanish.
Yes.
They would sing their music with their style and their flair. Hispanic has a whole nother flair. And I would say to my son, it reminds me, personally, I wanted him to see God is bigger. You know, we tend to, in our own world,
yes,
tend to go, this is what God looks like, whether it's skin color, hair texture, type of music, types of styles. We have no clue how big and vast God is.
Amen. Yeah,
and when we get to heaven, we're all in for a rude awakening when we thought our opinion was the only opinion. And I think our music, I think a lot of us get stuck in this box of this is what is correct. There's nothing in scripture that says this music is incorrect and this music is not correct.
Correct.
The
yeah.
Bible tells us how to worship the Lord, what to think upon. So if the Bible says in Corinthians, think on these things, if those are the things that are instilled in our music that we're singing, everything is turned back to the Lord. Praising Him, being reminded of what He's done for us
yes.
at Calvary. I mean, you can't get any more gospel than at Calvary. And you can change that probably to suit different styles of music. And I think everybody enjoys tapping their toe in a different way.
It is. And like recently I was able to attend the I was able to attend the gospel conference here, and they were singing a song that I knew, and it was amazing because it was in Spanish, but I knew what they were singing. Mm-hmm. The same connection was made.
Yeah, absolutely.
I felt the Holy Spirit.
You're right there. Yeah.
I felt it still, and it was very amazing, and I sat and I embraced myself into it, mm-hmm. and I allowed myself to just rest in what I was hearing and knowing what they were singing about. They were singing about the same God that I
worship.
And that's what we have to grab hold to. I mean, I was going to do something at the, I don't know if you're going to let me sing or not.
I would love it.
I was thinking about showing the different styles of gospel music. I will give you, like, first I'll use something very simple, like,
okay.
Great is thy faithfulness. So a normal style of singing is, great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Now, if a gospel person would sing it, mm-hmm. it would sound a little like this. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. We emphasize.
I
push,
love it.
We
it
flavor.
It lifts your spirit, though.
Yes.
Encouraging. Oh, I love that. Oh, I can listen to you again and again.
And that's what. Ah. That's why I love singing here, because I'm able to take the Christian side and the gospel side and let them mash together.
Yeah.
And still come out with the gospel, still come out with the Christian, but come out with the sound of worship. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. It is worship.
Mm-hmm. It is worship.
Choir music is a form of worship. It's just 30, 40, 50 people singing at the mm-hmm. same time, you know.
Now, you took a hymn that I grew up in. We would sing a cappella. It was almost taboo to even have an organ playing in the church. We
yes.
grew up very conservative. And you sang that with that, you know, very deep voice. And you sang Great is Thy Faithfulness. You sang the same song in a different style.
Yeah.
But it's the same words.
Same words.
And we forget
yeah.
that, oh, it's that kind of music. It's not that kind of music. It's the same song.
It's the same song.
And we're praising the same Lord. We're serving the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The same, you know, Holy Spirit that lives in you lives in me.
Yes.
And if I tap my toe one way and you tap it another, we're still going to glory.
Absolutely. And I also had to learn as a praise and worship leader, as a servant and learning music and understanding other style of music, I had to learn worship for me can be this, me clapping my hand and waving. And worshiping also could be when I just close my eyes and the tears are flowing down of worship.
Amen.
You know, and there's different styles.
Amen.
And one is not better than the other. What are we doing? We're worshiping God.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Amen. You have any other tips or information you want to share with us today? Or you want to pretty wrap it up? Or
that's good. I was thinking about a song to give you a really good gospel song. I'll give you this song. The song goes, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass, and he leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my faith in him, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. Safe in his arms.
Amen. Amen.
Safe in his arms.
Safe in his arms. I did a Sunday school course, safe am I in the hollow of his hands.
Yo, yes.
And that's what I was, when you were saying that. You know, we've talked about gospel music and you talked about being safe in his arms. Many of you, I've talked to you about this and I cannot let this go again today. You know, David, we are waiting for the rapture.
Yes.
And we are waiting for that trumpet, and that could go off any second. And I've said to people, there's one more person that needs to get saved. One. And as you're looking through the camera, is that you? You know, we want to go to glory. We're ready. I'm enjoying living here with my family and my kids and all of that. But ultimately, our home is in glory. But we can't go there until that last person gets saved. Is that you? David talked about a relationship with the Lord and walking with the Lord and being safe with the Lord. We talk on this podcast that there is hope for tomorrow, that hope is only through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't have a relationship with Him, if you're struggling with, what is this religion all about? It's not religion. Take religion out of it. Take the title of a church out of it. It's just you and Him. Open the Bible, read John 3:16, go to the book of John in the New Testament, go to chapter 3, and go to verse 16 and read that. If you are truly seeking the Lord, you tell Him, Lord, I'm confused. I hear so many things. I don't know what to believe. If you want truth, you ask the Lord for truth, and He will reveal Himself to you. But we're waiting for that last person to get saved. And if you're looking in this camera today and that is you, I want you to reach out. Give us a call here at Keswick. The number is in the description below. If you need a Bible, let us know. We would love to talk with you. But please don't let another day go by. If you've been listening to this podcast and struggling with what to do, our ultimate goal is to share the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel, whether it's through music, it's through conversation, it's through preaching, whatever the case might be. David, I want to thank you for being here with me.
It was my pleasure to do this.
It's been a joy to listen to you sing. Thanks for sharing. I hope that gave you a little insight that, you know what, music has lots of flavors. And when we get to heaven, we're all going to be just in God's glory and the Lord's glory. We're going to be singing praises to Him. And we're going to be all shocked on what true song is. Thanks for coming over today. Don't forget, same time, same place next week. We'll catch you then.
And listen for the sound of worship.
Amen.